brought to you by Penguin.
Girl 20 by Kingsley Amis, read by Oliver Criss. Introduction. Girl 20, Kingsley Amis's ninth novel, was published in 1971, 17 years after Lucky Jim, his first. In that time, by his own admission, in 1967 he published an essay entitled Why Lucky Jim Turned Right, Amis appeared to change from being a sharp-tongued radical who enjoyed scuttling British dufferdom in all its forms to being an even sharper-tongued satiriser of progressiveness. It's easy to see this as a familiar descent, or ascent, depending on where you're coming from idealism into disillusionment, but one shouldn't make too much of it politically, even if Amis himself decided to. In the first place, his radicalism was always soft and commonsensical, rooted in Anglo-Saxon decency, wary of too much change and suspicious of grandiosity. That almost goes without saying in a comic writer, for whom the fashionably new will always look as absurd as the unfashionably old. And secondly, something happened between Lucky Jim and Girl 20 that had nothing to do with Amis's own temperament. That something was the 60s. The year before the publication of Girl 20, the American hyper-journalist Tom Wolfe coined the phrase radical chic to pillory the new sentimentalizing of extremist groups, in this instance the Black Panthers, by America's white and wealthy intellectual elite. At the start of an essay for New York magazine, Wolfe wickedly imagines the great composer and conductor Lenny Bernstein waking up in the early morning of his 48th birthday in a state of wild alarm. Groggy, he rises from his bed, then suddenly he has a vision. He sees himself walking out on stage in white tie and tails and delivering an anti-war message to the adoring, starched, white-throated audience. He sits in a chair and picks up a guitar, that symbol of populism. I love, he tells the concert hall. Any connection between Lenny Bernstein and Sir Roy Vandervain, the eminent composer-conductor whose descent into voguish politics and youth-crazed philistinism Girl 20 mercilessly charts, is probably coincidental. But they are both archetypal figures of the time, or, to put that another way, they are both conjured out of the same nightmare, that after the capitulation of educated men to the child speak of the 60s, we will never inhabit a serious culture again. In this way, Amis's novel and Tom Wolfe's extended essay, it was reprinted in Radical Chic and Mau Mauing the Flak Catchers, deserve to be read in tandem as twin comic indictments of the failure of the 60s intelligentsia to remember its function, its honour, and its dignity. Running through the erotic possibilities that might still be left to him as a sexually incontinent ageing man, homosexuality, beyond younger women, flagellation, etc., Sir Roy Vandervain crosses those other capers, necrophilia and bestiality, off the list too. No point in even discussing any of them, he says. It would just be flogging a dead horse. It's one of those good, snortingly bad barroom jokes you expect from Kingsley Amis. But that's not quite the end of it. Amis is a novelist, not a comedian, which means that the jokes, when they come, are all about who makes them. This one is very much Roy Vandervain's. We don't doubt he has made it before and will make it again. As a serial philanderer and plunderer, everything he does again. And everything he does, however questionable, he takes pride in. Surely you got that, he says, wanting to be certain that the person to whom he has made the joke this time is alive to it. Oh yes, I got it all right, that person replies. I just wanted to make sure you had. It's all very childish and rude in the way that clever men who are friends and on the half-loose will be childish and rude with one another, straight-faced and quick, with no limits placed on subject matter, but with an undertow of undeclared seriousness. The recipient of Sir Roy Vandervain's preposterous speculations about the nature of desire is the music critic Douglas Yandel, the novel's narrator. A bachelor at a bit of a sexual dead-end himself, and a friend and admirer of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?